We are beginning the third chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Omid Beis. Kol Atzlamin Asurin Mipnei Shehein Ne'evadim Pam Achas B'Shana Divrei Reb Meir. Says Reb Meir, right now the understanding is a general broad prohibition. All images, graven images right now we're discussing, are prohibited, meaning you can't get benefit from these graven images because they are used for Avodah Zarah even one time a year. Since they're used one time a year, that's enough to prohibit them from getting any benefit from them forever. Which means, let's say, you can't lean on them. If you need something, you can't put your hat on because you're getting benefit from it. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. But Chachamim omrim eino aser ela kol sheyesh biyado makal o tzipor o kadur. But the Chachamim say no. When it's the only time an image, a graven image, is prohibited, is if in the hand of the image there's a staff, a bird, or some sort of ball, around a kadur. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af kol sheyesh biyado kol davar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, expands on the Chachamim's opinion and says, no, and as long as there's something in the hand of the image, then it would be prohibited. So it's hard to really ascertain what the Chachamim's opinion is vis-a-vis Rabbi Meir. Does that mean that he doesn't agree that if it was served as an idol once, then it's no longer, then he says it's not prohibited? You can still get benefit from it? It's hard to say. I mean, Tosos is clear. I mean, the Gemara is going to say it, but it seems to be that according to the Chachamim, that he would agree, they would agree in principle with Rabbi Meir that if an image has been worshipped even once, then it would become usur. So to get benefit from. So what exactly is the machloka? So that's really what the Gemara helps us out with. So asks the Gemara, Idina avdinan pam achas b'shana. If it's being worshipped once, then how could the Rabbanan possibly say that it has to have a staff? What difference does it make if it's used as idolatry, as avodah zarah? Then it's avodah zarah. You can't get benefit from it. So what exactly is the machlokas then between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir? They should be in agreement here. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, b'makomos she Rabbi Meir hayu ovdin osa pam achas b'shana, v'Rabbi Meir d'chayish l'miyuta, gazar shar makomos atu osu makom, v'Rabbanan d'lachayish l'miyuta lo gazar shar makomos atu osu makom. So says Rabbi Yochanan, or says Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav Yochanan, that this is actually a unique case according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's community, everyone worshipped idols, but they only worshipped this image one time a year. And as a result, all those images became Asur B'Hana because it was worshipped. But then the question was, do you extend this gezeira of worshipping idols to other communities as well or not? In other words, the communities that we know worship the idols, well then yes, there's no question, it's Asur B'Hana. But what about other communities which we don't know whether they worship the idols or not? Do we expand this prohibition or not? So Rabbi Meir is always chayish l'miyuta. Rabbi Meir is always a choshesh for the few that, for the minority that will worship. And therefore, since he's choshesh for the miut, he's going to extend the gezeira to include other communities which we don't know whether they worship these idols or not. So since we know that in his place they did, he extended the gezeira to other places, even though that he was unsure whether they did or not. However, but since the Chachamim are not choshesh for the miut, their concern is the majority, not the minority. Therefore, lo gazur shar makomos atu osu makom. They wouldn't extend the gezeira, and therefore, when the Mishnah says all images are usher because they are worshipped one time a year, it means not just where they were worshipped one time a year, but even when they weren't, we're going to assume, we're going to make a gezeira and say they're also prohibited. And the Chachamim say, well, no. If we don't know whether it's been worshipped, then it's not considered avodah zarah. Only if we know that it's been worshipped even once, it would be avodah zarah. But if it hasn't been worshipped once, if it has a staff or something in its hand, then we would say it is prohibited because of avodah zarah. So that's the understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So they don't really argue that much. They're pretty close. The question is whether extending the gezeira to places that were unsure of their practices. Then the Gemara continues and says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Be'andruti shel malachim shaninu. You know what? The machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, which we've already qualified, we're going to qualify it again, and we're going to say it's only in a place where there are statues of kings. Any other statue, any other image, we're not concerned of avodah zarah. It's only with regards to the statues of kings, and even Rabbi Meir would agree with that. Obviously, if you've bowed down to other images, then it will be, if it's common practice for people to do so, that's another issue. Of course, it would be Asr Behana. But says Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel that the machlokas here is not all statues, it's only statues of kings. Amrabba Bar Bar Chan, Amrabba Yochanan, Uva Omdim al Pesach Medina Shanino. And not only that, it's talking about the statues of kings that are at the front of the city or the country. The big chashuv images that everyone sees when they enter a city, that's what we're talking about, is the prohibition. So here we've already narrowed the scope of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Again, of course, if it's been used, if it's been served as a avodah zarah, then any image at any place would be problematic and it would be asr behana because of avodah zarah. But otherwise, we're only referring to the statues of kings that are at the gates of the city. Amar Rabba, and further qualifying this machlokas, Amar Rabba, machlokas b'shel kfarim, aval b'shel krachim dirya kol mutarim. Says Rabba, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is only with regards to villages. In a village is a question whether we should prohibit it or not. Again, whether we should extend the gezerah to places which were unsure of their practices only from one village to the next. Aval b'shel krachim, but in cities, divrei hakol mutarim. Everyone agrees in cities you have nothing to worry about. All these images are around. If we don't know whether they've worshipped it or not, we don't have to assume that they worshipped it and you can get benefit from it. What's the svara? My taima, lenoy avdilu, because in a city, they're just doing it for noy. It looks nice for beautification purposes. They're making a nice image of an army general or the king, whatever. And it just looks nice, but it's not used for avodah zarah. Only in the villages, the small towns, that's a different story. Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Ud kfarim mi'ika laman da'amr lenoy ka'avdilay. Is there anyone that would possibly say that in the village they make these statues lenoi? Because again, according to what emerges right now, is that according to Rabba, the machlokas is in a village. That what? That Rabbi Meir will extend the gezerah in a village and say it's all villages are prohibited. And the Chachamim will say, no, only the ones that you know are in the village are prohibited. We're not going to extend it to others. But says the Gemara, everyone knows that in villages the idols are made for avodah zarah. Everyone would agree to that. Even the Chachamim, as Rashi says, how would the Chachamim possibly say that in a village we're not extending the gezerah? Of course, in a village you're going to extend the gezerah. It's never done lenoi. It's done for avodah zarah purposes. So therefore, right? The Gemara says the kfarim vaday lemiflachinu avdilu. Everyone in villages, of course, they're going to build these images for avodah zarah purposes. So rather, the Gemara says Eli Idmar, or Rabba says Eli Idmar Hachi Idmar Amar Rabba Machlokas v'shel krachim avashel kfarim divrei kol asurim. So rather, the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is in villages. In large cities. That there, Rabbi Meir is machmir, that in large cities, it might, because he's choshesh for the miut, so there we'd even say in large cities, there might be a problem of avodah zarah, and we'll extend it to other cities which we're unsure about. But the Chachamim in a large city would say that we're not going to extend the gezerah. But of course, if we know for a fact it's being worshipped, it is, that particular item is, or image is, asr behana. But when it comes to a village, everyone agrees that in a village, it is asr behana, because they're all built for the same purpose, which is for avodah zarah. So here you have your the Mishnah, this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Initially, it seemed to be a very large machlokas about whether images are prohibited to worship or not if they've only been worshipped one time, but it turns out not to be the case. Everyone agrees if they've been worshipped one time, they're prohibited. Everyone agrees that if they've been worshipped one time, that it's prohibited. The only question is, when do we extend the machlokas? Do we extend the gzeira of avodah zarah even in a town that doesn't? Or we're unsure whether they practice avodah zarah on these particular items? And then what exactly is considered an idol which is worthy of avodah zarah? Is it only in a specific location, and is it only specific type of image? These are all the qualifications that the Gemara discusses to qualify the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim to make it a very narrow dispute.